for tape, CDs, DVDs to our publication Voices from His Excellent Glory, Declaring the Kingdom. Write P.O. Box 21516, Hot Springs, Arkansas, zip 71903. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. This is the Lake Hammond Bible Camp December virtual Zoom meeting. Deborah Vales is hosting this meeting with Lake Hammond Bible Camp's director, Merrill Miller. This is Friday evening, December the 4th, 2020. Kerna and Jean Williams are the speakers of the evening. Kerna Williams is speaking on Mystery of Iniquity, Strong Delusion. Jean Williams is speaking on The Spirit of Fear.
We worship you, we praise you, we glorify you. As we come before you tonight into the courts of heaven with our petitions, Lord, as we come to you as your church and as your bride, we come before you with clean hearts. We worship you and we cry, holy, 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 holy. As Esther went before the king, we come before you tonight, covered by your blood, cleansed by your blood, in the power of your name, Jesus, in the power of your word. Anything that is coming against us tonight in this meeting, we bind and we cast away into the abyss. We decree that this meeting will be for you to glorify you in the name of Jesus, Abba Father. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for all these people. Bless them with a holy blessing, Lord, with your Holy Spirit tonight. Let it fall down on them and let it lift them up into a higher place in you. In the name of Jesus, amen.
Hello, and God bless you. Okay. I want to first bring forth some acknowledgments, but I need everyone to please turn with me to the book of Colossians chapter 1. That's the book of Colossians chapter 1, verse 17 and 18. Once again, that's the book of Colossians chapter 1, verses 17 and 18. It's okay, let patience have its perfect work.
Yes.
Colossians chapter 1, verse 17 and 18. Okay, in verse 17 of the Amplified Bible, the Bible says, "And he himself existed before all things, and in him are all things, consist, cohere, and are held together." Now, let's look at verse 18. "He also is the head of his body, the church, or the ecclesia, seeing he is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, so that he alone in everything and in every respect may occupy the chief place, stand first, and be preeminent." We want to first acknowledge God the Father.
Yes.
We want to acknowledge his Son, Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And in verse 18, you see the word preeminent. That word means that Jesus Christ is superior to all. Preeminent means Jesus Christ surpasses all. Jesus Christ stands out higher in rank and in reputation. That's why before we get started, we want to acknowledge the preeminence of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Amen.
You bear witness with that scripture, then give Jesus a hand praise right now. We want to give honor to Director Merrill and his lovely wife, his family. We also want to give honor to Sister Patty, Brother Kevin, for the work that they're accomplishing at Lake Hamilton Bible Camp.
Mm-hmm.
We thank God for them. And to many of the listeners out here and many of you viewers, I want to say the Lord bless you. The Lord cause his face to shine upon you. The Lord keep you, and the Lord give you peace.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. In Revelation chapter 1, verse 8, that's the book of Revelation, chapter 1, verse 8 of the Amplified Bible. The Bible says something else about Jesus preeminent. It says, I am the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, saith the Lord God. He who is and who was, who is to come, the Almighty, the ruler of all. How many of you believe the Lord is going to return soon?
Amen. Yes.
Yes.
How many of you believe that the signs are pointing in that direction?
Yes.
Amen?
Yes. Yes.
All right. I'm going to have my wife minister decrees and declarations.
Okay.
In Job chapter 22, verse 28.
Yes.
That's the book of Job chapter 22, verse 28. The Bible says, thou shalt decree a thing, and it shall come to pass.
Okay, so I want to have you all repeat after me. Through the blood of Jesus.
Through the blood of Jesus.
I am redeemed out of the hand of the devil.
I am redeemed out of the hand of the devil.
Through the blood of Jesus.
Through the blood of Jesus.
All my sins are forgiven.
All my sins are forgiven.
The blood of Jesus, God's Son.
The blood of Jesus, God's Son.
Continually cleanses me from all sin.
Continually cleanses me from all sin.
Through the blood of Jesus.
Through the blood of Jesus.
I am justified.
I am justified.
Made righteous.
Made righteous.
Just as if I never sinned.
Just as if I have never sinned.
Through the blood of Jesus.
Through the blood of Jesus.
I am sanctified.
I am sanctified.
Made holy.
Made holy.
Set apart to God.
Set apart to God.
My body is the temple of the Holy Spirit.
Our bodies are the temple of the Holy Spirit.
Redeemed.
Redeemed.
Cleansed.
Cleansed.
By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
Satan has no place and no power over me.
Satan has no place or no power over me.
Through the blood of Jesus.
Through the blood of Jesus.
And the word of God.
And the word of God.
Amen.
You believe that decree in Jesus of the Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Can everyone hear us?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Let's go. On the Gregorian calendar, which is the 12-month calendar that we use, and many of you know that the Gregorian calendar is a pagan calendar. We're in the 12th month, which is December 4th of 2020. To many of you unfamiliar with the Gregorian calendar, many of the calendar months are full of gods and goddesses, and even certain eras. On the Hebraic calendar, which is God's calendar, and God is calling the body of Christ to get an understanding of the Hebraic calendar.
Yes.
On the Hebraic calendar, we're in the 9th month of Kislev. Kislev is K-I-S-L-E-V. On the Hebraic calendar, we're in the 9th month of Kislev, 5781. Now, the Hebraic month of Kislev runs from November 17th through December 15th, 2020. Kislev ends in the middle of Hanukkah, and many of you know that Hanukkah is called the Festival of Lights. Kislev is connected with the word Kisil, K-S-I-L, Kisil. And the word Kisil means fool. But listen to me. In Jewish thought, God cares for those who act foolishly. In Hebraic thought, God cares for those who act foolishly. Kislev, in this season, in this month cycle that you're in, is a time you ask God to help you make godly decisions. There are too many this year have made ungodly decisions. So you're in the monthly cycle now where you can ask the Lord through his Holy Spirit, or in Hebrew, the Ruach HaKodesh, the Holy Spirit, to help you make godly decisions. Kislev is a time that you keep your eyes on Israel. The Bible says in Psalms chapter 1, verse 22, that's the book of Psalms, chapter 1, verse 22, the Bible says, pray for the peace of Jerusalem. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem, that ye may prosper. I tell people all the time that part of your prosperity is to pray for the peace of Jerusalem, according to Psalms 122. Kislev is a time you develop warfare strategies for the coming year. We're stepping into a new dimension, 2021. This is the time, this is the month cycle, that you begin to pray. Many of you intercessors who are waging war in the spirit, this is a time when you ask the Lord to reveal to you warfare strategies for the coming year. Kislev is connected with the tribe of Judah. To many of you who understand the Hebraic calendar, each one of those calendar months are connected with one of the 12 tribes of Israel. Let me say that again, because I want you to absorb that. When you study the Hebraic calendar, each one of those calendar months are connected with one of the 12 tribes of Israel, and Kislev is connected with the tribe of Benjamin. Now, many of you know when you study the Hebraic calendar, there is a blessing if we walk in obedience and hear the voice of the Lord in each one of those month cycles. Wouldn't it be good to learn the Hebrew calendar? And instead of looking at the Gregorian calendar by saying January, which comes from the Roman god Janus, which means the god of the two-face, wouldn't it be nice to study the Hebraic calendar instead of building your life upon the pagan calendar or the Gregorian calendar? I wanted to bless you, the listeners. I want to bless the viewers with what month cycle they're in on the Hebraic calendar. Now let's get to the scripture. Turn with me to 2 Thessalonians. That's the book of 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. And we are very patient. I'm going to give everybody time to get there. 2 Thessalonians. Let's turn your Bibles to 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. Let's read verses 7 and 8. Or correction. Let's read verses 7 through 11. Now, in verse 7, and I'm reading from the Amplified Bible, the Bible says, for the mystery of lawlessness, that hidden principle of rebellion against constituted authority, is already at work in the world. The mystery of lawlessness is already at work in the world. But it is restrained only until he who restrains is taken out of the way. Now look at verse 8 real closely. And then the lawless one, the Antichrist, will be revealed, and but Jesus will slay him with the breath of his mouth and bring him to an end by his appearing at his coming. Now look at verse 9 closely, please. The coming of the lawless one, the Antichrist, is through the activity and the working of Satan, and will be attended by great power with all sorts of pretended miracles and signs and elusive marvels, following them lying wonders. Look at verse 10. And by unlimited seduction to evil and with all wicked deception for those who are perishing or going to prediction, because they did not wish to do, but refused to love it that they might be saved. Now, the last verse, verse 11. Therefore, God sends upon them a misleading influence. Therefore, God sends upon them a misleading influence, a working of error, and a strong delusion to make them believe what is false. A strong delusion to make them believe what is false. Now in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 7 through 11, to many of my listeners and the viewers that are listening, this is an awesome word, Paul's epistle to the ecclesia at Thessalonica or the Thessalonians. Now, I want to use as a subject the mystery of iniquity, strong delusion. Let me say that again. I want to use as a subject the mystery of iniquity, strong delusion. We get this subject from verse 7. In the KJV, it says mystery of iniquity, but in the Amplified, it says mystery of lawlessness. Okay? In verse 11 of the Amplified, it says a deluding influence, but in the King James, it says what? Strong delusion. So our subject will be mystery of iniquity, strong delusion. Now, let's look at verse 7 again in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 7. It says, for the mystery of lawlessness, in the King James, it's iniquity, that hidden principle of rebellion against constituted authority is already at work. Already at work. Let me say that again. Already at work in the world. But it is restrained only until he who restrains is what? Taken out of what? The way. Now, let's look at the Greek word for mystery. In the Greek, 3466, the Greek word for mystery is mousteraion. Mousteraion is the Greek word for mystery. Now, it has a derivative word in the Greek, and that derivative is muo, M-U-O, muo. Now, you're going to be amazed to know what mousteraion and the derivative muo means. One, it means to shut the mouth. Two, it means a secret or mystery through the idea of silence. Three, it means generally mysteries through religious secrets. Four, it means mystery through the idea of silence imposed by initiation into a religious rite. Now here we have the word mystery now, and I'm coming out of 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 7, the mystery of lawlessness or the mystery of iniquity. But that word mystery again, derivative of muo, it means shut the mouth. And I want you to think with me here now. And there's a lot of shutting mouths going on with the mask. Okay? Shut the mouth, secret of mystery through idea of silence, generally mysteries through religious rites, mystery through the idea of silence imposed by initiation into religious rites. Now, what does this sound like? The Greek word muo sounds like an ordered deep state satanic activity. Let me say that again. And I pray that this is not hard for you, for some of you, but it's time to hear the lion's roar. We're in the season when it's time for the lion to roar and expose the truth. Is that right? One prophetic word that came from the UK was, in America, the snakes or the serpents will begin to fall out the trees because God is exposing unrighteousness. So we want the serpents to fall out the trees tonight. All right. The Greek word mystery, muo, sounds like an ordered deep state activity, and it sounds like witchcraft. Many of you know that witchcraft is manipulation and domination and control. Let me give that to someone again who's taking notes. Witchcraft is manipulation. It is what? Domination and what? Control. A marriage could be have witchcraft. A nation could have witchcraft. A church could be bound by witchcraft. Okay? Now, the Greek word muo, to shut the mouth, gives me the connotations of this. To shut the mouth means silence. To shut the mouth means submission. To shut the mouth means being controlled. I pray I touch some hearts tonight. To shut the mouth means silence. To shut the mouth means submission. To shut the mouth means being controlled. Silence imposed by initiation into a religious rite sounds like silence imposed on a church or silence imposed on a gathering of assemblers in a religious rite. Again, the Greek word musteireon and the Greek word muo give these connotations to shut the mouth, secret mystery, the idea of silence imposed by initiation. We see a lot of secret societies. They have initiation rites. Secret mysteries, silence. How many are listening to me? In 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 7 again, it says the mystery of lawlessness in the Amplified, and it says the mystery of iniquity in the King James Version. So the mystery of iniquity and the mystery of lawlessness are the same. Now, let's look up the Greek word for iniquity. Iniquity. That's 458 in the Strong's Concordance. And that Greek word for iniquity is anomia. Anomia. But what does anomia mean? It means violation of the law. Iniquity. Of God's commandment. It means wickedness. It means iniquity or transgression of God's laws, and it also means what? Unrighteousness. Once again, in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 7, we see the mystery of iniquity and the mystery of lawlessness. Look at 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. Let's read verse 8. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 8. I'm reading from the Amplified, and then the lawless one, the Antichrist, will be revealed, and the Lord Jesus will slay him with the breath of his mouth and bring him to an end by his appearing and at his what? And at his coming. Now, the mystery of iniquity, as we read earlier, doth already work. It's already at work in the world. The Greek word for work is inner echo means this. It's operative, it's active, it's putting forth power, it's mighty in, and it is displaying its power, the mystery of iniquity. Now, let me bless you, because you're going to be blessed when you hear this. God is going to, as he opened my eyes and gave me revelatory insight, you're going to be blessed with this. Here's a Hebraic definition of the mystery of iniquity. The mystery of iniquity is the power unseen. In other words, it's an unseen power. The mystery of iniquity is the power unseen. It is a force or influence unknown except by its effects. Now, this is powerful. The mystery of iniquity is a power unseen. It is a force. It is an influence unknown except by its effects. In other words, you really can't see it until you acknowledge the effects of it, which is ever working in the world of evil. It is an active, subtle power, force, influence working against the law and commandments of God and working against the purposes of God. Mystery of iniquity. The mystery of iniquity, let me give you another definition. The mystery of iniquity is a power, a force, an influence unknown except by its effects. So this describes satanic resistance, satanic activity in preparing the world for the appearance of the Antichrist. So in other words, the mystery of iniquity is a power, it is a force, it is an influence, unseen till you see the effects. And what is it doing in the world? It's preparing the world for the bodily manifestation or the appearance of what? The Antichrist. How many of you are listening with me here? Am I moving too fast? Let's look at 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. Let's read verse 7, 8, and 9. Again, for the mystery of lawlessness, that hidden principle of rebellion against constituted authority, is already at work in the world, but is restrained only until he who restrains is taken out of the way. And then the lawless one, the Antichrist, and then the lawless one, the Antichrist, will be revealed, and the Lord Jesus will slay him with the breath of his mouth and bring him to an end by his appearing and his coming. Now look at verse 9 real closely. The coming of the lawless one, the Antichrist, is through the activity and working of Satan. So we're seeing the mystery of iniquity. What are we seeing right now? The activity and working of Satan. We're seeing power, force, and influence. Listen, unseen until we see the effects. It will be attended with great power, with all sorts of pretended miracles and signs and delusive marvel. All of them are what? Lying sign wonders. Another definition of the mystery of iniquity is a power of force that will one day culminate into the appearance of the Antichrist. Now, I like that one. Now, this is well explained and well said. The mystery of iniquity is a power, a force, an influence that will one day culminate into the appearance of the Antichrist. Is everybody okay? All right. Turn with me to 1 John chapter 4. Honey, I will ask you if you will read verses 1 and 4. 1 John chapter 4. Would you read verses 1 and 4?
Beloved, do not put faith in every spirit, but prove, test the spirit to discover whether they proceed from God. But many false prophets have gone forth into the world. By this you may know, perceive, and recognize the Spirit of God. Every spirit which acknowledges and confesses the fact that Jesus Christ, the Messiah, actually has become man and has come in the flesh is of God, has God for its source. And every spirit which does not acknowledge and confess that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh, but would annul, destroy, or sever, disunit him. It's not of God, does not proceed from him. This non-confession is the spirit of the Antichrist, of which you heard that it was coming, and now it is already in the world. Little children, you are of God, you belong to him, and have already defeated and overcome them, the agents of the Antichrist, because he who lives in you is greater, mightier than he who's in the world.
If many of you would open your prophetic eye, you can see the mystery of iniquity, the power, the force, the influence, unseen only by its effects, working in our nation that we love, working in our beloved America, working in the White House, working in the Senate, working in the Congress, and even working among many other nations. And it is safe for me, we can see the power and the deluding influence of the mystery of iniquity working in many of our households without Jesus Christ. Mm-hmm. I want to share a prophetic dream. In the early month of 2016, once again, in the early month of 2016, I had a prophetic dream that came to me twice. Donald Trump, President, Commander-in-Chief, Donald Trump, was walking up these high stairs. He was going straight up these stairs. He looked at me, and I then pointed my finger, and I said to President Donald Trump, I said to him, I prophesy to you, you will be the president of the United States of America. Now, this was earlier 2016. Donald Trump, in the dream, he looked at me and he said, I prophesy to you, God is going to bless you with that vehicle you've been praying for. The next night, that same dream came again. Donald Trump was going up these high stairs. I pointed my finger at him again, and I said, Donald Trump, you will be the president of the United States of America. He turned again the second night in the dream, and he said to me, God is going to bless you with that vehicle you've been praying for. Now, turn with me to Genesis chapter 41. The book of Genesis, chapter 41. Let's look at verse 32. The book of Genesis, chapter 41. Let's look at verse 32.
That the dream was sent twice to Pharaoh, and in two forms indicates that this thing which God will very soon bring to pass is fully prepared and established by God.
In other words, the dream was sent twice to Pharaoh. I believe that when God sends dreams twice, according to Scripture, that purpose will be established. I had two dreams, two different nights, that Donald Trump will be the president of the United States. I believe that those two same dreams probably means two terms. 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. I'm not stepping out on the line. I believe prophetically that when the dream comes twice, it shall be established for the purposes of God. And I believe that the Spirit of God will reveal to me two terms. I'm not moved by Luke chapter 4, verse 29 and 30, when they tried to throw Jesus off the cliff. And it wasn't time for Jesus to be thrown off the cliff. We serve a God of timing, timing, timing. The Bible says in Luke chapter 4, verse 29 and 30, that Jesus, they attempted to throw him off the cliff. He just passed through the crowd. If I could put any humor here, his election wasn't quite over. I believe, and I'm not saying that I'm a prophet, but I believe prophetic dreams, they give us revelatory insight and they give us revelation knowledge. I believe that President Donald Trump will do two terms, whether he do it again in 2024. But I believe it's closer than what we think. In the English Standard Version, it says these words about Genesis chapter 41, verse 32. And the doubling of Pharaoh's dream means the thing is fixed by God, and God will shortly bring it about. Genesis 41, verse 32, in the Group News Translation. The Group News Translation says these words. The repetition of your dream means the matter is fixed by God, and he will happen in the near future. Amen. To many of you prophetic believers out there, when dreams come twice, that means that purpose is fixed by God. Turn with me to 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 15. That's 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 15. And before my wife reads, even dreams must be discerned and aligned with the word of God.
But the spiritual man tries all things. He examines, he investigates, inquires into, questions, and concern and discern all things, yet is himself to be put on trial and judged by no one. He can read the meaning of everything, but no one can properly discern or praise or get an insight into him.
This is powerful. The spiritual man tests all things. He examines, he investigates, he inquires, he questions. He discerns all things by the word of God.
Amen.
Even dreams and visions must be discerned by the word of God. Jeremiah 23, there are false dreams and false visions. Ecclesiastes 5, dreams can come to a multitude of business. That's my word. Amen? All right. Dreams and visions must be examined by the word of God, as we said. Now, President Donald Trump, he won the election promising to make America great again. The media, the deep state mind control media, does not want to give President Trump the credit. He rebuilt the United States military. He rolled back many of the Obama era policies, closed the borders. He reevaluated one-sided trade deals with China. Veterans' rights benefits. He stood for the veterans, their rights, their benefits, their hospitalization. Donald Trump said, we need to quit paying all the bills for other nations. Donald Trump covered America with Israel again. And he also advanced medical research. He did many of the things that the mind control media does not want you to know. Mm-hmm. Or is it safe for me to say the mystery of iniquity, the power, the force, the influence in the media is working to do everything to stop his progress? Later during President Trump's presidency, it is safe for me to say again, 2 Thessalonians 2:7, the ministry of iniquity manifested, or the mystery of iniquity, correction. It did what? Manifest in America, in the White House, and many attacks upon our commander-in-chief. The mystery of iniquity is in the Democratic Party endgame. It is safe for me to say that. Something with you. All the ways the Democrats have tried to get rid of President Trump. Democrats have tried many things to get rid of President Trump, but so far, nothing has worked like they wanted it to. But they aren't giving up. Here is a plan to eliminate Trump. I guess this is what resistors do. There's a game plan to eliminate Trump, to collude with Hillary Clinton and the Russians to win the election, to sway the electoral votes, to overturn the election results with recounts. Recounts were abandoned when they resulted in more votes for Trump and exposing Democratic voter fraud. Nullify the election by framing Trump with Russian collusion. Have the deep state take Trump out using the 25th Amendment plan. Impeach Trump for firing Comey. Impeach Trump for campaign finance violations. Impeach Trump for obstruction of justice plan. And the list goes on and on and on. And if I continue to read the rest, we'll be here all night. I believe that there is a mystery of iniquity at work. I believe prophetically God's agenda for America is President Donald Trump. King Saul was the people's choice. He was not God's choice. I believe, not Biden, but I believe that President Donald Trump is God's purposes and God's agenda. But we see the mystery of iniquity, the mystery of lawlessness with its power, its influence, its force, the only thing be seen by its effects, is at work. There was a woman of God that was in Britain, Great Britain, and this woman of God had a dream. She said that Satan asked for America, he asked for the White House, and he asked for Donald Trump. Now, this was her dream. Satan asked for America, he asked for the White House, and he asked what? For Donald Trump. Many of you know the book of Job, in Job chapter 1, verse 7 and 12, how Satan asked for Job. Now that's confirmation for that dream. Satan asked for Job, but guess what? He had to get permission because God had put a hedge around him. And I believe by faith, prophetically, as believers, that there is a divine hedge that God will place around you. I saw it myself many times in the Vietnam War. Let's continue. The mystery of iniquity, satanic ritual, COVID-19, the masks, mystery of iniquity, satanic ritual, COVID-19, the mask. Let's talk about it. Is this a strong delusion? Are we being witchcraft manipulated by a deluded influence? And I want to ask that question again. And I want, it's time for believers to do what? Open their eyes. Are we under a strong delusion? Are we under, as a believer, a misleading influence? Are we being manipulated? Are we being manipulated by a deluding influence? Let's move further. 2 Thessalonians chapter 11, read verse 11, please.
Therefore, God sends upon them a misleading influence, a working of error, and a strong delusion to make them believe what is false.
A misleading influence is a working of error. A misleading influence is a strong delusion to believe a lie. I am appalled that many believers who would rather believe a lie than believe the truth. I have watched many believers whom I thought were very prophetic. And I found out that it was a mirage, that they didn't even have a clue of the times that we were in and what's going on with our nation. Jesus said to us in Matthew chapter 24, that in the end time there will be mass deception. Read Matthew chapter 24, verse 24, please. We're living in a time of mass deception. We're in a time when people are being misled, a deluding influence, a spirit of delusion has entered the body of Christ.
Okay, Matthew 24:24. For false Christs and false prophets will rise, and they will show great signs and wonders so as to deceive and lead astray, if possible, even the elect, God's chosen ones.
The Bible says even the very elect would be deceived, because Satan is going to come with lying signs and wonders. Listen, strong delusion, mystery of iniquity, we're in that time. Misled, deceived, outwitted, lied to, hoodwinked, bamboozled, and faked out. This is what happened to a lot of believers. We're faked out. When did we start hearing God through the media? MSNBC, CBS, ABC. When did we start hearing God through the mind control media, when we should be hearing God through the word of God, through the Bible? Now, I'm not a licensed medical practitioner. I'm more in the theology. I want to talk about the mass. Mystery of iniquity.
Sorry.
We're talking about the mask. Is the mask a psyops? I didn't say cyclops. Is the mask a psyops? Is the mask psychological operation? Let's talk about the mask a little bit here. It is thought to be a satanic, age-old, occult satanic ritual wherein masks were worn. Now listen to some of these definitions. In occult rituals, there can be mask wearing. In satanic occult rituals, there's social separation. Satanic occult rituals, there's mask wearing, there's social distancing. Look what we have in mask wearing in satanic occult rituals. Social separation, social distancing. In many of the Ring of Fire rituals, there's social separation, social distancing. In satanic occult rituals, there's even lockdowns, caging of adults and children, and satanic ritual abuse and other satanic practices, and even in the black mass ritual where masks are being worn. Question, is the mass of deluding influence? Thank you, sister. They stand in circles with their feet apart. Thank you so much, sister. Confirmation here. Now, turn to the book of Revelation chapter 17, verse 5. Read Revelation chapter 17, verse 5.
And on her forehead, there was inscribed a name of mystery with a secret symbolic meaning. Babylon the Great, the mother of prostitutes, adulteresses, and of the fifth in atrocities and abomination of the earth.
Revelation chapter 17, verse 5, we see mystery Babylon. That word mystery in the Greek, 3466, it means secret mystery, and it means the idea of silence again. America is a prototype of mystery Babylon. America is a prototype of the daughter of Babylon. What does Babylon mean? Babylon means confusion. It means chaos. It means disorder. It means turmoil. It means pandemonium. It means agitation. What are we seeing in the streets of America? Chaos, disorder, turmoil, pandemonium, and we see what? Agitation. Another word, another Greek word for mystery in Revelation chapter 17, verse 5 is muo again. And what does muo mean? Shut the mouth. Silence you. Secret or mystery through silence. Well, Minister Williams, you're demonizing the mass. I'm not a licensed medical practitioner, but I can see more operating and manifesting in our streets than just the medical attributes of a mass. I've learned that what happens in the natural is a manifestation of what's in the spirit realm. What is the significance of masks? They are worn for disguise. Masks are worn for entertainment purposes. Masks are worn in other countries for protection from evil spirits. When we were in Jamaica and in the Bahamas, we heard many things. The Obeah man or the witch doctor, masks were worn for protection from evil spirits. Masks were worn for religious purposes. Masks were worn to create magic. Masks were used around the world. Spiritual healers used, when they put the mask on, they believe the mask give them magical powers. Black satanic mask wearers wear masks. If you understand deliverance ministry, you will understand that when you put on a mask, then you have a fake or false personality or double-mindedness. I don't want to be schizo, putting on my mask, false personality, putting on my mask, double-minded. I believe the word of God in Psalms 91, no plague shall come to your dwelling. No plague, no plague, no plague. What has happened to the word of God for our protection? The Surgeon General of the United States says wearing a mask has not been beneficial to stop the coronavirus. Now here's something that's amazing to me. Many of you who do your research, look up the word in the Catholic Church. They have a patron saint by the name of Corona. And she is the patron saint of pandemics. And she was supposedly, historically, died in Italy, where many of the coronavirus deaths were started. Now, isn't that a parallel? The Surgeon General of the United States says wearing a mask has not been beneficial to stop the coronavirus, but some masks are dangerous to health. Does the mystery of iniquity have a more sinister plan for wearing the mask than securing your health? So, thank you, sister. Someone wrote in, the mask opens the door to lawlessness. That's right. Mystery of iniquity, the force, the influence, the power, unseen until you see the effects of it, preparing the way for the bodily manifestation of the Antichrist. This is the time that we're in. How many of you see this now? Some masks are dangerous to your health. The mystery of iniquity, mystery of Babylon. America is a prototype of mystery of Babylon. America is sometimes called the daughter of Babylon. Mystery of Babylon, according to the Greek word muo, wants you to shut your mouth when you wear that mask. Wants you to be in submission to the deep state. Wants you to be in control. Wants to silence you, your initiation of religious rites. Wants to silence the church. They want a program automaton. All parts that I've told you are parts of satanic occult ritualism. Paul said, I pray that the eyes of your understanding be enlightened. Mm-hmm. It's time for believers to open their eyes. Read 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 11, please. Verse 11.
Therefore, God sends upon them a misleading influence, a working of error, and a strong delusion to make them believe what is false.
Strong delusion in the King James, diluting influence in the Amplified Bible. In the Greek, 4106 is planar, PLAN/AY, planar, and it's also 4108 in the Greek, and strong delusion or a deluding influence is that you would believe a lie. It also has these definitions. Listen to these definitions that I have. It has deceit, to deceive. We're in a season of mass deception. We're in a time of mass deception where believers are being deceived. Delusion, errors. In other words, you will believe that which is false. Another Hebrew definition is a string away and about. A mental string, error, wrong opinion relative to morals of religion, deceit and fraud. Now, what are we talking about? Let me give you an overview again, then I'm going to release it to my wife because she has the word of the Lord also. We talked about acknowledging Jesus Christ. He has the preeminence. We talked about the bread. Now we're in the season of Kislev. We talked about the mystery of iniquity, and we talked about a strong delusion or a misleading influence that has come upon the earth. We talked about the Greek word, which means to shut your mouth. Because if you have a mask on, you can't talk. We talked about secret mysteries through the idea of silence. We talked about silence even in the church religious life. We talked about the mystery of lawlessness, violation of the law, wickedness, iniquity, transgressing God's law. We talked about the mystery of iniquity, a power, a force, an influence, unknown except by its effect. We gave definitions on the mystery of iniquity. We talked about a prophetic dream that I had of Donald Trump doing two terms, whether he does it soon or whether he does it in 24. We talked about when dreams come twice, that means it shall be fixed, it shall be confirmed, it shall be established. We talked about some of the great things that God has used President Donald Trump to accomplish in America. And let me say this out of love. Donald Trump is not the Savior. Jesus Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach, he is the Savior. But Donald Trump is God's agenda for America. I don't know about you. I don't want President Dementia. I want President Donald Trump. What else do we talk about? We talked about the Democratic endgame. The Democratic Party does not even recognize or discern that they are fighting against God. We talked about a dream of the woman said that Satan had asked for Trump, America, and the White House. We talked about the end time. There will be mass global deception. We talked about the mask, that how it's used in satanic occult rituals, and you gave me some feedback. God bless you for that. We talked about mystery Babylon, a type of America, a prototype of America. Well, listen, well, the enemy is trying to bring in silence and control and submission. And we talked about the mass. We talked about the strong delusion or the deluding influence. I pray that what you've heard today will cause you to take a prayerful look again at your surroundings and what you're seeing happening to our nation. And I pray that many of you were blessed by this. And if you were blessed by what you heard, give Jesus the hand praise. Thank you so much.
Amen. 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 Moving right along. I'm not going to hold you long, but I thought it was very fitting to talk about the spirit of fear. And I'm going to touch a little bit on this because we know that fear is one of the enemy most popular weapons that he used against us. And now we know that going through the pandemic of the COVID-19, a lot of fear has taken his course. You know, I looked up the definition of fear, and it says, an unpleasant emotion caused by the belief that someone or something is dangerous, likely to cause pain or a threat. And we know that COVID-19 has caused all of these. Not only have COVID-19 affected some of your loved ones, But COVID-19 has also affected marriages, children, your jobs, your health, and also created anxiety and worry. It also has caused depression, drugs, and alcohol. So many people during this time of the pandemic has been going through so much. So I was praying, I was saying, Lord, what do you want to talk about tonight? And I believe that some of you that is out here has experienced the spirit of fear. Fear of dying, fear of what's happening to my job. I lost my job. My children are acting up, my marriage going one way. But I'm here to tell you tonight that we still serve a God that is still on the throne and is still living today. And I believe God is saying that it's time for us as saints to rise up and take our position, because the enemy wants to take us and cause the spirit of fear to overthrow us. But God has a plan tonight. And I believe that plan is great, because God wants to do wonderful things. And I believe that the time that we're living in is an awesome time. But what the enemy wants us to think that we're living in a time that is in disarray. But I say to you tonight, COVID-19 has hit the United States and all over America. And if we cannot go through the COVID-19, what are we going to do when the next thing come upon this earth? So we have to get ready, we have to be prepared, we have to put on the armor of God and be ready for the fight. So I believe that we are here tonight because the enemy has attacked us in fear. And God wants to do something tonight. And Joshua, the first chapter, verse 9, it says, have not I command thee, be strong and of good courage. Be not afraid, neither be thy dismayed, for the Lord thy God is with thee whatsoever thy goes. So the scripture has come alive to us today.
Yes.
Because God's word say he is with us.
Yes.
Wherever we go, he's there. And this is where we have to get the word of God and apply it to our life and be able to live out what God promises is today. When we release our fears to God in prayer, it allows us to embrace God's wisdom, his love, his strength, and to be able to deal with the cares of this world. The only fear we should have is the fear of the Lord.
Yes.
The Bible says in Proverbs, the 9th chapter, verse 10, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. So when we have the fear of the Lord in our life, we have wisdom. Amen?
Yeah.
2 Timothy, the 1st chapter, verse 7 says, for God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. So what is he saying here? Paul was urging Timothy to stand strong and be brave in the face of hardships. Timothy was experiencing some weaknesses and needed some encouragement from Paul. I believe some of you are experiencing some weakness and in need of some encouragement tonight. Let me say this to you. God is still on the throne, and he's the same God today and today. The word of God did not say you are fearful. It says God has not given you the spirit of fear. So this means that fear is a spirit, and it is from Satan himself. And spirit can be, and the spirit of fear can be cast out because it is a spirit of fear. In the book of Job, it says in Job, the 3rd chapter, verse 25, for the thing which I greatly feared is come upon me, and that which I was afraid of is come unto me.
Yes.
And everyone knows the story of Job. But what I want you to look at tonight is Job, the 3rd chapter, verse 25, the last verse, where it says, and that which I was afraid of is come unto me. So what this is saying to me is the spirit of fear, he was not only afraid, but it entered him. So when the spirit of fear enters you, that means that it has the legal right to operate. You have accepted what is happening to you. You're in agreement with the spirit of fear. The Job said it came into me. So if this came into me, that means that it has taken over me. It has taken control. So it's time for us to allow God's spirit to take control of us. Amen? In Luke, the 21st chapter, verse 26, it says, men's hearts fell in them for fear and for looking after those things which are coming on the earth. For the powers of heaven shall be shaken. This means people will be terrified. They will have fainted hearts. Their strength will fail them. And what they see coming upon the earth is happening now. The scriptures are being fulfilled, and God has given us the scriptures for our guidance. And it's time for us to take these scriptures and apply them to our life, because we need it in these times. The Bible also says, cast all your care and anxiety upon him, for he cares for you. In 1 Peter 5:7, we all know, or at least have heard of, that God loves us without limitations. And he wants to give you his life. He wants you to understand that he cares for you. When he said in his word, cast every care at his feet, he didn't just say that, he meant that. And it is up for us to take our position and apply everything that the word of God has given us. If he said cast it at his feet, then we cast it at his feet. We trust him. We believe in him. Because the spirit of fear has tricked us in so many ways. And when I say us, I can speak for myself, because it tried to creep in on me as well. And that spirit is so crippling. And when it attached itself to you, it caused you to come into a depression. It caused you to be in anxiety, that you are not able to do anything. So God is saying tonight, it is time for you to rise up, my daughters and sons, and take your position and apply it today. The spirit of fear has no place. God has the place in your life, not fear. Fear is of the devil. It is not of God. I hate the spirit of fear, and I come after it every day in my life, because I trust God, I believe him, and I'm going to stand on his word forever. The Bible also says in Psalms 34, the fourth chapter, it says, King David sought the Lord, and he answered, delivering him of his fears.
This is the end of part A. Please play part B. Thank you. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home.